I gotta get through this. I gotta get through this. I gotta make it, gonna make it, gonna make it. Whoa, 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 whoa. This is the wrong song. Well, it surely does fit because I gotta get through reviewing this song by Fifth Harmony. Damn it, Tark. Hello, this is your song renter, Tark, and boy, do I have a rant for you. See, now, the last two songs I reviewed, or not much reviewed, I ranted about were both from the 80s, and they were both by very great artists, very great bands like Queen and The Police. Now, this one, we're gonna switch it up a little bit, and sort of fast forward to, I'm wanting to say 2016, or 2015, I can't. See, this proves to you how out of the loop I am with recent music. It's just, it's horrible. It's horrible. I am used to listening to classic rock. I am used to listening to progressive rock even. But yet, I am going to rant about a song called Work From Home by Fifth Harmony. Fifth. I hate that word. Fifth. I'm going to repeat that word just as many times as they repeat the word work. Fifth Harmony. There we go. Fifth Harmony. Gonna review Fifth Harmony's Work From Home. And, hoo boy, this is a woozy. Yes. And this alternate title is Just Come Home From Work And Fuck Me. Basically what the song's about. Did I need to make that obvious? No, I did not, but hey, why not? Overanalyzing Tark to the rescue. Da-da-da! Okay, so, where do I begin with a song? Oh, yes. You got these little boppy, snappy drums in the back. And then you got this really simplistic synthesizer line. It's just, it's so tinkly. It makes you, it's so I don't know. It just, this is gonna be a really awkward rant about this song because, hey, you know what? I don't listen to that song that much, but I know that they repeat the word work 10,000 times. And it's not the only song that is guilty of doing that. I'm looking at you, Rihanna. I am looking straight at you. Okay, so, the premise around this song is this, it's about a horny girlfriend texting her man, telling him to get the fuck back home and fuck me. We could do our work from home like this. Basically, that's just it. Oh, gosh, but let me tell you the lyrics. What the heck? What the heck? How did they put this on the radio? How did they let this on the radio? Oh, gosh. I mean, these lyrics are, I have no words. Oh, gosh. But what am I saying? We GWA performers make much smuttier things than these lyrics, of course. This ain't even compared to what we do. Okay, but still, it's a little bit too hot for radio, don't you think? Ooh, I'm kind of tugging at the collar of my shirt, just like, you know, just looking at these lyrics. So, this starts off with the first verse saying, I ain't worried about nothing, I ain't wearing on nada. Funny, because I thought the first two lines were, I ain't worried about nothing, I ain't worried about nada. It's a very common misconception, because I honestly thought it was, I ain't worried about nada. But then I read the lyrics saying, I am wearing nada. Nada? That just sounds so fucking awkward. I ain't wearing na nada. See, it's, even when I say it, it's so awkward. It would have been less awkward if they said, I ain't worried about nada. But wearing na nada is pretty good too. Or wearing about nada. Oh, that's even more awkward. The grammar police is just trying to kick in. It's just, oh my god. Wearing na nada. Na nada, na nada, na nada. Na nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta. Oh, these rhymes. These rhymes. Well, it's a little bit better than what I usually do. Put in them hours. Put in them hours. I'ma make it hotter. I thought it was make it harder. Because, you know, you mean just, you're gonna text a dude and make him hard during work. Many of us girls are very guilty of doing that. I know I am. I'm sending pic after picture. I'ma get you fired. Girl! Girl, that is savage. You gotta send nude after nude and you're gonna get them. How are you gonna get them fired? Have a boss look over your shoulder and just look at the pictures you're sending and be like, you're fired. Oh, God. That'd be so bad. That'd be so bad. Naughty girl. Naughty, naughty girl. Oh, gosh. Oh. This is basically gonna be a rant about the lyrics. So, buckle up, cowboy, or cowgirl, everybody. Okay, so yeah, we're going to the bridge. Take it to the bridge. I know you're always on the night shift. Huh, can't relate. But I can't stand these nights alone. Oh, yes, you can. You are a woman. You don't need no man to give you pleasure. You are independent, girlfriend. Okay, so, but to each their own. And I don't need no explanation, because, baby, you're the boss at home. Wow, we're getting a little bit F-subby. Hey, 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 hey. Whoo, hey. Hey, now that's what I like. And here is the most cringiest chorus ever. You don't gotta go to work. Work, 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 right? But you gotta put in work. Work, 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 work. Because if I say work real fast, it'll just make me sound like I'm saying quack, quack, quack. You don't gotta go to work, 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 quack, 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 quack. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home. Oh, 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 oh. We can work from home without actually getting any work done. Which is gonna fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, so you know these lyrics, huh? How? Wow. 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 It kind of leaves nothing to the imagination, really. Does it? No. No, I don't think so. I mean, even if it's subtle, it leaves nothing to the imagination. Nah, nada. No. Kind of quoting the lyrics here. Yeah, it leaves not nada to the imagination about what this song is trying to get through to you. Like, yeah, I'm gonna send nude after nude and get you fired so you can stay home with me all day and fuck me! Okay, yeah. I'm getting too impassioned, so okay, let's go on. Let's put it into motion. I'ma give you a promotion. Oh, you gonna give me a promotion? That's freaking dope! I'll make it a... Oh, shit. Tark can't read. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. Oh, is this a very, very, very subtle hint at squirting? Are they talking about squirting here? Or they're gonna make them... bed move like an ocean. See, that's what I want to know. If she was referring to squirting or making the bed move like an ocean. like you're on a boat and God. Tark, just shut up and read the lyrics. Okay. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Stellar rhyming. Lip clap. Okay. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. Oh, she ain't gonna let you get off early, boy. Oh! Uh-uh. No, you better get ready for some edging. Now, oh, we getting into F-dom material here. Hey, hey. Take control, girl. Oh, this is gonna be so bad. I know you're always on the night shift. Again, can't relate. But I can't... Does somebody honk at me? Shut up. Okay. But I can't stand these nights alone. Girl, yes you can. 'Cause you ain't need nobody, okay? You an independent grown woman. Like I said before. I'm gonna repeat myself all day. So we're gonna skip through the bridge. We're gonna skip to the chorus. In a land of a thousand works. Okay, so we're gonna go to, oh, and I forgot to mention that this also features Ty Dolla $ign. This rapper that I have no idea who he is, but he's a rapper. That's all I know. So we're gonna do his, verse and kind of, Girl, go to work for me. I'm already going to work. Don't tell me what to do, dude. Can you make it clap? No hands for me. Can you make it clap? I can't! Oh, make the booty clap. Well, no, I can't. I can't because... I don't know. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. I can't do that either. Look back at it all over me. Oh! Oh! Oh, God! Even reading these lyrics makes me blush, and I produce one of the smuttiest audios ever, but this, reading this makes me so blushy. It's not even funny. She write it, oh, skipped a line. Put in work like my time sheet, she write it like a 63. Cringy. I'm a buyer, no Celine. Dion? God, I'm so dumb. Let her ride in a foreign with me. Oh, she the bae? Oh, no! You saying she the poo? She the... You know that bae is Danish for poop? So you're calling her poop, actually. Okay, but yeah. Anyway, so, let's just bring it down to this. Let's just stop ranting about the lyrics for the minute and just say, hey. You know what? Let's just rant about the song as a whole. You know, you got simplistic synthesizers, you got simplistic drum beats. It's a little bit too simple for me. A little bit too simple for me. Because I kind of view pop music not like how it used to be, where you have a melody that changes every other minute. You don't have this consistent, repetitive melody going on and on and on and on. But now we do, and it's sort of, oh, where's the variety? Where's the versatility? Where is the ability to change it up every now and then? It's not there. It is not there in the song because you know what? Why make it hard when you want a song to be stuck in your head for hours on end and repeat the word work, work, work and make people look at you like you are a crazy person repeating the word work, work, work all damn day? You know, people are going to look at you like you just lost it if you repeat work, work, work all the time. And eventually somebody's going to tell you, oh my God, shut up. I hate that song. I mean, but. Yeah, so. Not really a great rant, but hey. I can definitely try. Oh, yeah. But it's just like, I miss songs like, you know, have I Want to Dance with Somebody, or like, what is it? There's a lot of good pop songs from back in the day. You got, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Dancing in the Moonlight, you know, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. But then we're reduced down to this now. Work From Home, with a beat that goes dun, 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 dun. You can easily mix that with, Daniel Bedingfield's I Gotta Get Through This. Now, I mean, I've heard somebody mix it up with that song once, but I don't know if I can find it anywhere, but hey, it's a good song to mix up, because, hey, if you sing Gotta Get Through This over Work From Home, that would make the song so much better. And besides, you know, it's just, I gotta get through this. I mean, at least it's better repeating Gotta Get Through This than repeating work, 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 work. Better than that. Yeah. And Daniel Bedingfield, I wonder where he's off to now, because I have not heard any other song from him nowadays. I've just heard, Gotta Get Through This, I Wanna Know, and, If You're Not the One. Oh, If You're Not the One is especially my favorite. Now, this is where my, 90s baby, thing shows, because back in the early 2000s, I used to love listening to ZYP, where we considered modern music at the time. Now, that kind of modern music back then was better than it is now, because it had more, I don't know, depth to it, I should say, or probably more work put into it. Oh, God. I said work. Dang it. Yes, so it's put more thought into it. Rather than today, it's just all, let's just repeat the same beat over and over again. Let's repeat the same synth loop over and over again. And put some lyrics over it that are really, really simple and doesn't take too much thought to remember. And just make this thing. And repeat a certain word over and over and over and over a zillion times, so we could get our point across that we want to get fucked, and we want to get this guy fired so he can fuck us all day. There we go. So yeah. Not so much thought put into the song, except come home and fuck me. It's basically what the song is about. And again, I'm making it obvious, and really I don't need to. Because why? I am so suckish at explaining recent music. Now, around the 70s or the 80s or so, I can do that. But talking and ranting about a song from today, it's just, it's not really my cup of tea. It's not really my, let's just say it's my Achilles heel. It's not what I'm best at, because maybe next week I could go back to talking about more songs that I'm comfortable with. Even if it's songs I even love or absolutely abhor, but this song, cringe factor all the way up to 11. Whether it's the repetitive word of work, or just the lyrics of just that, it's just too hot for radio. Too hot for radio, I think. But that's just me. I'm an old soul in a 23-year-old body. You can never tell. Yeah, so we just wrap this up and just say, hey, at least Tark tried to talk about a song that she isn't used to talking about, and she tried to make the best of it, but ultimately failed. But hey, Better to take a shot than no shot at all. Hey, I am not throwing away my shot. As Alexander Hamilton said, or Lin-Manuel Miranda. Now, I will say Hamilton is really good. I prefer Hamilton over Fifth Harmony any day. Any day. Any day. Any day. Any day. Every day. So, yeah. Basically. Basically, what I am saying is that, yeah, if you really look hard enough, you really look hard enough, there is good music around now. But it's just the music that we're hearing now, where we hear most of, it's just, oh, cringy. Very cringy. And, yeah. Makes me want to make sounds like this. Please turn it off. So, yeah. There you have it. My very sucky attempt at ranting about work from home. Where the majority of this was spent ranting about the lyrics and how fucking cringy they are. Like, so much better back then. Why can't they put that much effort now? I mean, yeah, you put in effort, but it's still... Pfft. Let's just face it. Just... Yeah. Now, my next rant... I'm hoping my next rant will be better than this. Because I just... I'm at a loss of words. Oh, yes. So, anyway, I will see you all later. Tark, the song ranter, signing out.